carbon oxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
Welsh music. It's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via cfrc.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12...
Good morning, it is 8 a.m. on Thursday, March 19th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the school streets program, restricting vehicle access during school drop-off and pickup times. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers may encounter delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speed limits, and posted signage. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen from Johnson to William and on Barrie at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at your weather for today. It's a cloudy start to the day with a 60% chance of flurries this morning, possibly mixed with a risk of freezing drizzle early on. So watch for slippery roads and sidewalks. Conditions will shift near noon to a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries with a high of plus 2 degrees. Winds from the south at 20 kilometers per hour will become even lighter this afternoon. The wind chill sits around minus 7 this morning and the UV index is 3 or moderate. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers early in the evening and a low of minus 5, with a wind chill near minus 7 overnight. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Cindy coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
I just realized that my mic was not on. Well, it was on, but I couldn't hear myself, so I really hope everybody heard that. But can you hear yourself? Okay. Well, we're having some technical issues, but I can see that the mics are on properly. But anyways, let me just spin that back real quick. It's Millie. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call. Cindy is unfortunately not here today, but I have my friend Fiona in the studio.
Hi, good morning. Sorry if no one could hear me.
So we finally have like one last breath of winter, I guess, which is, you know, I guess, okay, thanks. I was kind of enjoying the warm weather, but, you know.
What can you do?
Exactly. I mean, Vina lives with me. We are roommates. And our stairs turn into a death trap whenever it's cold because they're like extremely narrow and steep. And we've both almost died multiple times on our front porch. Like this morning, because I was running late, because my alarm didn't go off.
I've fallen a couple times, which is not fun at all. But what can you do? We need to get better on our ice, like, or salting. There we go. I'm salting the stairs, but what can you do?
Yeah, I mean, okay, before we get into anything, and I'm going to play a background track because I just realized I wasn't doing that. Sorry, guys, you're just listening to me yap. But before we do anything or get into any tunes, I just want to quickly like run over the Oscars. Happy or not happy that Marty Supreme did not win a damn thing?
Michael B. Jordan would have been, I think he definitely deserved that for Sinners. So
I agree, yeah. Yeah, when I saw, I was watching, like, I always tap in for like the first like 10 minutes, and like when I saw, well, the last 10 minutes, I guess. I don't know. I tapped in for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
When I saw Michael B. Jordan one, I was happy because yeah, definitely deserved over. Actually, I can't lie. I can't really give my professional opinion because I did not watch Sinners and I did watch Marty Supreme.
Okay.
But Sinners is on my list and I need to watch it because everybody I know who's watched it has been like obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And said it's genuinely the best thing. Also, I'm continuously having technical difficulties this morning, guys, because this is my first time doing this alone. So if things aren't... sounding too good, like, please give me some grace. I'm doing the 1-2-1-2 right now.
We're learning every day. We're trying our best.
Yeah. Our friend Mitchell's probably gonna join us in the studio. I see him calling your phone. He was supposed to be here by now. So Mitchell, if you can hear us, if you're standing outside the front doors, we'll let you in a moment.
Yeah, just hold on, my king.
We have some fun tunes up today. I unfortunately wasn't here last week, and last week was a big week, I think, you know, music-wise. Like, we have the new Cassador. They're about to go on tour in the UK, which is really exciting for them. We had them in the studio a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I saw last week you guys listened to some Cassador. There's some new Metric, new Olivia Rodrigo, new Fontaine CC, which I see Sydney was... very happy with new Harry Styles. Like, I'm quite sad I wasn't here last week because it was a pretty fire lineup. But we've got some very good music up today. We have up first, we have My Friend, Jaguar Sun, and then Auburn by Living Thing, who's an artist that I chit chat with sometimes in the DM. I don't remember quite exactly how I discovered him, but he's amazing. And yeah, we have some fun little throwbacks today. We get a little bit of Mitchell's taste, a little bit of Venus taste.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We get a little FKA Twigs from Venus singing in concert next
week. We'll talk about that in a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get more into that later. But up first, we have My Friend by Jaguar Sun. See you guys in a moment.
Can't stand on my feet, a bit tense. could you come over? Having trouble keeping sober. It's unerotic getting older. Don't they know I've got a chance to ruin my life? Could you come over? Such a catatonic closer. Can't afford to get much older. Don't they know I've got a chance to ruin my life? Could you come over?
back. And I can't hear myself, but I hope you guys can hear me. I hope this is just a headphone problem, but okay, great. So it's just my headphones. No, I think my headphones are just not working, but that's good. As long as you can hear me, that's fantastic. Vina and I were just having a very interesting conversation that I feel like we have to share. But for those who are listening who are Gen Z, Vina and I are both in sec, of just finishing up second year for reference. But everybody knows McKenna Grace. She's been everyone's daughter. Everyone's daughter, everyone's sister.
Everyone's younger version of themselves. Like
everybody. She's always the younger version of somebody else. But we were just talking about her because she's been cast to play Daphne in the upcoming, like, there's another Scooby-Doo remake. I mean, every generation gets their Scooby-Doo remake. So she's playing Daphne, and I'm not gonna lie, I don't recognize a single other name on the list of the cast. I'm sure they're all super talented. Yeah. Same. I totally agree. I think she's gonna be like one of those actresses. Like, who are we? We were saying, like, my friend's a bit sacrilege, but like Michelle Pfeiffer, like Meryl Streep, like
Anne Hathaway for like early millennials,
like Gwyneth Paltrow, like just these actresses who have been on the scene. I mean, I don't know if any of those women are particularly like childhood actresses in the way McKenna Grace is, but like McKenna Grace has been on the scene since literally day one.
Mm-hmm. And I think like there's also like there probably isn't as much like child actors who are like so famous now because they just went through a lot of like bad things happening to them. Like I just had her name and I can't remember. I don't know.
Jeanette McCurdy?
No, she was on Law and Order. She played Law and Order SVU. Remember the one who kidnaps Olivia Benson's son?
Oh yeah, Brooke Shields.
Yes,
that's. I need you guys to know that Vina is like the biggest fan of Law and Order SVU, which she's put me on. I'm also a big fan, but the fact that she can only remember the Brooke Shields, because she kidnapped Olivia Benson's son on Law and Order SVU because she was the child's biological grandmother, right?
Guys, everyone should watch Law and Order SVU. The latest, like the seasons now, like they're still kind of good. But like it's so modern. I'm like, no, you have to go back to like 2003
when like Elliot Stabler was beating people up with wooden planks.
And it's a great show. It's crazy. You never know what's happening next. But if you need something to easily binge, I highly recommend. As I should.
Yeah, no, and it's also, you know, Law and Order, it's Dick Wolf, so there's 5,000,000,100,000 seasons of the show, and every episode, like, you're like, surely every plot line has been used. No, sweetie, no, there's always
one more thing in the bag for them to pull out.
No, literally, and right when you think they won't stoop that low, oh, they will, and they'll actually go lower.
Yeah. Crazy.
I know. We have some fun new tunes popping up. There's new Biba Doobie, which is a song with the Marias. There's a whole music video. All I Did Was Dream of You, which is exciting. This is a collaboration of the century for girls who like kind of sad songs.
Absolutely.
And then we have some Vina threw a song on here by Sarah Kinsley.
Yeah, this song is called Lonely Touch. Sarah Kingsley is going on tour soon. I believe it's starting up in the next couple of weeks, and she's coming to Toronto on April 21st and 22nd. If anyone is interested, if you like the song, let me know if you're going, because I probably will as well, but buy my ticket soon. And yeah.
That's that's really exciting. I've never heard of her before, so I'm excited. She looks awesome. This is from it's called Lonely Touch. It's from she released a single, Lonely Touch, but it's from January, and I'm excited to hear the tunes.
Yeah, it's on a new EP. I forget what it's called. Maybe it's called Fleeting, I believe.
Nice.
That's another song off that she's released recently that I really love as well.
Heck yeah. Or I think I could say hell in here. Hell yeah. and then I have Crush by Blake the Man, 1000 up. I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but I literally discovered him a couple years ago because he made a song called I Hate Greta Van Fleet or something like that. I don't know. It was a song about the band Greta Van Fleet, which I used to be quite the fan of Greta Van Fleet. So I have just randomly the song is just called Greta Van Fleet. And it's like a Lou Reed style song about Greta Van Fleet. It's a very confusing thing. Anyways, he has a new song called Crush, and it's actually insanely good and not like a weird parody of anything. It's just a banger. And then we have some new from the Darcys. Anyways, I'll stop yapping and we'll get into the tunes, but we have some good stuff coming up and we'll pop back in a second.
And next time we pop back in, our friend Mitchell will be here as well. Yes. So you guys get to say hi to him again. He was on the show back in a couple months ago.
Yeah, I think he was here when we interviewed Tiny Horse, maybe, or maybe I'm...
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Which I will talk about a little bit later, because I had some very fun and interesting memories from the King Can Con, the Canadian Film Festival. Okay, yeah. Here is BBDB and the Marias and Sarah Kinsley.
Follow me inside your door, but I let go.
Missing because my alarm also didn't go off, but neither did his, and I didn't have Lena to come wake me, bang on my door and wake
me up.
Guess
who was up at 6:30 this morning, ready?
Wow.
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah, what can you do? I set my alarm for 7, but alas, I did not wake up from my slumber.
Yeah.
Michelle, how are you? How are you doing? You were in the studio a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I woke up late, so I'm still kind of getting over that like sleep inertia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look terrible. So I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So me and Vina, or Vina and I, are neighbors with Tiny Horse, who is a fantastic Kingston band, and Mitchell is very much affiliated with them as well. In fact, Kira loves you,
especially. Yeah.
Yeah, not really sure why.
I think it's because you're like an old soul. Like, you like old things.
Truthfully.
And so is she.
Yeah.
Especially with music. So she's like, ah, oh, Mitchell.
And you have Kira. Yeah. You have this like sunly energy that I think like that like, you know, like late 20s, early 30s lesbians just gravitate to.
Yeah, he's just our son, like, collective.
Truthfully. But anyways, the reason I bring up Tiny Horse is because Cindy, God bless her soul, I miss her dearly. Wherever you are, Cindy, I miss you. Please come home. Sent me a recording because I did some red carpet interviews for the Slate Music Video Prize. I butchered that award, like, whatever. I interviewed all of the bands who had music videos up for the Slate Award at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. And one of those bands included Tiny Horse, who won.
They won.
And you want to know what's awesome, guys? You want to know what's awesome about Tiny Horse winning for their disco music video? Guess who was in it?
The three of us.
I was in it.
We were there. In it. Our torsos were in it. Vita, your face was in it for actually quite,
yeah, that's
quite a long
sitting
time.
On the couch. Bro, beside Kira for a while.
My side profile was in it.
Your whole body was in it for like a good like while.
True, and they saw my exposed torso as well.
Yeah, Mitchell was wearing a cute little crop top from Tiny Horse's Islands music video.
That's true. I was the one.
Yeah, you were wearing a little Easter egg. It was mostly my back and my torso that was in it. And also, I was given like a tin foil like hat. You know, one of those conspiracy theorist tin foil like alien hat things, whatever they're called. Yeah, I was given one of those. And so, yeah, you could just kind of see me chilling in the back. But anyways, if you watch the music video, which you definitely should because it's beautiful, it's Little Friday Productions, I believe, is a studio or, like, the production team that she had working with them. They did a beautiful, fantastic, amazing job. And during the party scene where she's, you know, sitting on the couch, keep an eye out for us. Vina's, like, sat next to her, like, mugging the camera for, like, half of the... It's, you know, maybe 2 to 3 minutes of the music video.
Yeah.
Or not even.
No, it's like 30 seconds.
It's like
max.
30 to 40 seconds. Actually, I was grossly over exaggerating, but
I'll take it.
Like, see a baddie in a metal hat or a tinfoil hat and a blue sweater. That's me. And if you see a sexy hunk of a man in a mesh crop top, that's Mitchell.
Yeah.
And if you see an absolute baddie stance on the couch directly mocking the camera, that's Vina.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah, that was genuinely one of the top 10 best experiences of my life, I think. And yeah, they are downstairs neighbors, so I see them frequently and I love them.
We hear them rehearsing every Tuesday night, I believe. Yeah. Sometimes it's good. I feel like the noise of it, like, good, like, background music while I'm, like, studying, but I'm, like, sometimes I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I have an essay due and I have, like, the world's greatest indie band, like, vibrating the walls with their drum set, which I never dislike, but yeah, sometimes I'm like, good morning.
Yeah.
But they're on tour right now, and I don't know. They're also playing Ottawa Blues Festival. I don't know. Tiny Horse is, like, stacked and cast and everywhere, and schedules are packed and full.
I believe they're performing here in Kingston at the Brew Factory?
Yeah, I think the Brew Factory.
On March 21st and 22nd, so this coming weekend. I believe they're
the March 21st show is sold out, but they do have a March 22nd show.
Yeah, they have a
family-friendly. Family-friendly matinee.
So if you got some kids, you got any nephews, nieces that you want to take, bring them. They'll love the show. They'll love the piano, the guitars, the singing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic music. And if you want to meet us, I might have to go to the child-friendly matinee. Because the Kingston show at the Broom Factory, the regular one, is sold out.
Very sad.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to play my interview that I did at the red carpet with them in a sec. But I'm going to play a couple more tunes first, and then I'm going to play it. And then I'm going to hop back on, and we're going to do, like, a deep dive analysis of why it was so embarrassing. No, I'm kidding. it was actually, it went very well. But, yeah, I'm going to play a couple more songs, and I'm going to actually scratch that. I'm giving you the wrong itinerary, guys. I'm going to play it right now so you can hear me. I'm also slowly losing my voice as I'm talking.
Yeah, I was just noticed that right now.
Yeah, you know.
Have some more hot cocoa, my girl.
I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I'm going to play it right now, and you guys can hear me chopping it up with my very best friends in the entire world, Tiny Horse, and then we're going to hop in. I'm going to throw some of Mitchell's music up here. Oh, you have Out of My League by Fits the Tantrums. Fits and the Tantrums. Yes, beautiful choice. I'm going to bump that up there. I think that's going to pair perfectly with Ride, which is one of the new Arkell songs with Group Love, who is a band that I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy. So we're going to listen to them. And then some Fits in the Tantrums, as per Mitchell. You enjoy them?
No, I found them on an indie playlist, and I played it once, and I was like, hey, all right.
You've never heard Out of My League by Fits in the Tantrums?
I've heard it once, yesterday for the first time.
You know what? Even I'm better than this, and I know no white music, so, like, this is crazy for you, Mitchell.
Yeah, I sometimes do believe that Mitchell's, like, a psyop, and he was made in a lab. Because
chemically constructed.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way you don't know these things. But anyways, my Tiny Horse interview, which is so fantastic and like 2 minutes long, and it's brilliant. And then we have Arkell's Out of My League. We have Cicada by Good Kid. And Secrets by Soren, which is very exciting. I was listening to that song from, I don't know if it's an EP or an album. I'm pretty sure it's an album. Actually, this might be an EP. Either way, album / EP Daystar.
What do you think, like, really counts as, like, a like the signature between an EP and an album? Is, like, the amount of songs?
An EP stands for extended play.
Okay.
Which is just usually a shorter amount of, I forget the exact, there's, like, a certain amount. I think it's, like, 12 songs as an EP. It originally had something to do with, like, the vinyl that it was printed on, like, back when albums were only on vinyl, so an EP was shorter, and then a full-length album was, I'm sure Mitchell knows.
There's long play and extended play, but extended is shorter. That doesn't, that doesn't make sense to me.
That makes zero sense.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah, so long play is just, like, regular album length, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay, interesting. See, Mitchell knows everything, again.
That's why we keep him around.
Exactly. Made in a lab for me and Vina personally, and for your ears as well. Okay, my Tiny Horse interview, very important. This is on the docket. And then we're going to hop back in after Soren and do a little bit more yapping and talk about some interesting things that are on the docket. And then we're going to play some Vina Mitchell music. Very exciting.
Yes.
All right. Hey. Hey. It's Millie with CFRC, and I'm here tonight on the KCFF red carpet with
Tiny Horse.
Yeah.
With Tiny
Horse.
So, fun fact, Tiny Horse are actually my downstairs neighbors. So, yeah. So, I've been getting to hear a lot of the production of this
happening in the making of this. And so how does it feel to finally, like, birth the baby into the world tonight?
It feels sweet, yeah. I think that this is one of our best songs that we have coming out. This video is, like, really close to our heart. We think that as Little Friday Video Production, we kind of stepped up this year with our video, and we love to include lots of cool young people that live, you know, in our house. So Millie makes
we're
a feature
this,
in the video.
Baby,
yeah. So the premise of this music video is actually, like, super cool and creative and awesome. And so, like, how long did it take to kind of cook up that idea and sort of how did it all unfold?
I think we were kind of late. We're always a bit late with, like, the exact idea. I had, like, some sporadic ideas of, like, a field and, like, a certain aesthetic that was, like, a little bit inspired by E.T., Stranger Things. It had sort
signs. 90s movies.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden, Kira and Ray got this, like, really brilliant, I think, original idea of a different way of telling a story that was leaning into, like, exactly these aesthetics, and then we went with it. It felt right at the moment, and we were just like, okay, this is exactly it.
Yeah.
And we went with it.
Awesome. That's super exciting. Well, I'm really excited to see the final product tonight.
I hope you like it.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much. I have it.
Really?
No, this is my first time.
Yeah. Great.
Well, thank you guys so much. I'm super excited.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody want a diamond, never had a diamond like my soul. I said it like a three-speed, said we could take the back streets. Sub out and down here, feeling gone and it got me in a mood. You're making money every night when you're sleeping. They stole your car, they took it right from your street. It was a shock and now you stare at the ceiling. It's Mother Nature and she's healing. I just wanna ride. I just wanna ride. Take it from-